Where are they? They're supposed to meet here a while ago. Not showing up, I guess. Okay. They could have just said that they don't want to come. That was an option. And a much more acceptable option, actually. Whoa, hey. Don't just run up at me like that. That's a good way to get hit. What? Where? The entire party's injured? So everybody, including the spellcasters? Is everyone living still? Good, good. Do we know who did it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Northwest of the party's last location. Are they still there? Being treated, right? Ugh. Imbeciles. Get them treatment. Now. Why are you here? Go get a doctor, not me. Guess I better get a move on. Wouldn't want to be late to the party. Hey, there you are. Wakey wakey. I leave for 10 minutes and you guys get jumped. What am I going to do with all of you? Don't waste your healing magic on me. It's not mine. Well, somebody had to track down those people that attacked you. They had a lot worse time than when they jumped you guys. Yeah. I sent healers out here to deal with you two. Doctors to deal with him. Because he's beyond healing magic at this point. He'll be fine, don't worry. And a mortician for... Well... them. No, your party's fine. Their party, however, no. No medics required, to say the least. Because nothing bugs me more than party jumpers. What, they didn't teach you about that? An adventurer school or whatever they have nowadays? Yeah, I was an adventurer before you had to do all that. So I didn't have to do it. Well, time for history lesson. Party jumpers are other groups of adventurers that really like the bandit lifestyle. But they use the guise of adventurers to fly low under the radar. And it works a lot of the time, because who's going to suspect a group of honorable adventurers as bandits? They'll even bring people into their own group and paying casualties and heroic adventures. No. They did not. Fake it this time. I dealt with them. Per the guild's request, actually. So, I'm free and in the clear. No, there was no monetary reward. Then why'd I do it? Above and beyond. Well, let's see. I did it because... they hurt you. Yeah, that's about the only reason. I don't know why. To be honest. Maybe it's because you remind me of them. I had to look after them a lot, so. But, in turn, they look after me. You can't do that yet. But you get there. I wasn't assigned to your party to be your protector. I was assigned to your party to ensure your growth as a party, to see if you all work well together. And so far from what I've seen, I think your paladin doesn't mix well with the rest of you. The amount of times I've seen him resort to blaming your sneaky type over there for everything, when it's clearly his fault, is a lot. It's never been their fault. It's always been the Paladin. Yeah. So I recommend you and the rest of your party start looking for a new Paladin. Someone that you all can work with ease. Because right now, we're all kind of cordoned off from each other. What, are you afraid of your paladin? They can't do anything. They'd break their oath. And if they become an oath-breaking paladin, they will be cast out of the guild. And then frowned upon by everybody and anyone. Where even the lowest of bandits could dispose of him without any repercussion. Now, I'm not saying I want that. And I know you don't want that either. And I definitely know that he doesn't. So, you know what? We can talk about all that later, okay? Come here. I'm carrying you back to the village, okay? And someone's got to look after you. Exactly. Why not me? Are you blushing? You're adorable. Come on, I know you can hit harder than that. Don't worry. I won't let this happen again, okay? I promise to protect you. Always. My little spellcaster. What? I know. You don't have to tell me that. I want you to know that I've never once looked at you and said, that's them. Because you're not. You'll never be them. They'll never be you. They're gone. You're here. And it's you that I like. What? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? Why? What an outlandish thing to say. I can't recall ever saying that. Kidding. Of course I said that. I like you, okay? It's up to you to interpret what I mean by that. But I'll tell you now, it's not as a friend that I like you. It's more than that. Well, I had to do a lot of running today. We can talk more about if we like each other when we get home, okay? Back to the village. Maybe a short nap afterwards. Well, before we talk. I did do a lot of running today, okay? You know, one of them was really fast. Just rest, okay? Try to get some sleep on the way home. Don't carry you all the way. Good night, my little spellcaster.